George Howard is a cocoa trader. He buys cocoa from smallholder farmers in rural Nimba County in the northeast of Liberia, where cocoa farming is the main source of income. He told me about the bad state of the cocoa farms caused by neglect during the Civil War, which ended in 2003.
During the war, they had to flee their farms, and when they came back, everything was in the forest. So mainly you will see that even when the war finished, the quality of the cocoa was really bad because people who knew about cocoa, some of them died, some of them fled to Cote d'Ivoire and never came back, and their children started taking over the farm. So now when we got there, we started training the farmers how to do fermentation, how to do harvest, how to do maintenance on their farm and all of these things.
With most Liberians earning less than $2 a day, the new government needs to find ways of adding value to agricultural production. Although the sector is dominated by large foreign companies exporting raw materials such as rubber, over 60% of Liberians are engaged in small-scale subsistence agriculture, and there are opportunities for growth at a lower level. George has worked to get 3,000 farmers accredited by the UTZ certification body, which means that they are incentivized to produce better quality cocoa that they can sell for a higher price. Last month, he exported certified cocoa from Liberia for the first time.
Farmers were not doing good when it comes to the quality. Reason being, some of them were not really paid good money. The price of cocoa was bad. Imagine you were buying $70 per kilo or $90 per kilo. So that was like discouraging the farmers.
That's equivalent to about 70 US cents for a kilo of cocoa. George is now offering them more than double the price.
But when we got there and started to talk to them about certification, quality, and we're like, if you bring quality cocoa, we'll give you a better price. So they start to work on it, and from $80, the price went to $150. Presently, we are buying at $175 LD per kilo. So this makes farmers will be very happy, and you can see almost everywhere they are replanting new farms. There is where they are making their money from.
I'm Fabio Lavlinet. I am the CEO of Fabroi Liberia Incorporated, which is an agri-processing company. I started this when I was 24, so yeah, it's been 8 years.
Fabio left Liberia aged 11 with his family during the Civil War. After finishing his studies in the US, he came back and set up the country's first rice processing facility.
We buy rice from local farmers in Liberia, mainly a specialty variety of rice called red rice. It's something that's indigenous to Liberia. Actually, if you wanted to compare it to something, you'd probably compare it to brown rice. It's an opportunity that I saw for something that existed in Liberia that we could do more with. So we source our raw material, which is the paddy rice. We process that rice, we package, and we sell it to customers internationally and on the domestic market in Liberia. And we started off small with a small Taiwanese mill. I think we had a capacity of about 1 ton a day, which is not much as far as rice mills go. I reached out to one of my friends whose family was into packaging in Kenya, and they sent me a shipment of bags and said, good luck, you know. So I had the bags, I had a mill. I had some farmers I had been talking to, and I started buying rice from them, processing it, putting it in the bags, and going around to the supermarkets and selling it locally. And from there, you know, I just kept plugging away, and the company began to grow.
Fabio is keen to sell the rice as a superfood to international consumers.
It's something that's in demand here, and it's something that I would also like to introduce to the world. If you look at what's going on now with the whole health food craze everywhere, brown rice is a big deal, and we have something that stacks up pretty well.
People like Fabio and George have shown that Liberia is open to business, but they need the support of the new government to enable their ventures to grow further, bringing employment to more Liberians and reducing the country's overdependence on international aid. Lucinda Rouse in Monrovia, Liberia, for Radio France International.